Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Question of the week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Question of the Week. I'm Harry Lewis. Now, we Naked Scientists have a lot of fun rummaging through your questions. And of course, this week has been no different. We've had a rather riveting submission come in from Margaret.
Science has now identified actual nerve endings that humans and other mammals have that transmit itchy feelings to the brain. Do snakes or amphibians have these same nerve types? Have frogs been seen scratching an itch?
After scratching round for answers, I stumbled across Gerard Schlosser from the National University of Ireland, Galway. I sure hope he knows the answer.
The truth is that the itch has only been studied in humans and a handful of other mammals. We all know it as a rather unpleasant sensation. It makes us want to scratch. And just like pain, it actually acts as a warning signal, alerting us to dangerous conditions. The want to scratch can be quite beneficial, helping to remove objects that cause irritation. So through evolution, our perception of the itch has probably allowed us to defend ourselves from bugs, weeds, and germs that attack our skin.
We perceive the itch with sensory nerve cells that spread into the skin, and it's here where they form free nerve endings.
There are different subtypes of such sensory cells, each of which specialized for a different stimulus. Apart from sensory cells that respond to touch or to temperature, there are those that are activated by tissue damage, which we perceive as pain, and those that react to skin irritation, encouraging the individual to scratch. Most subtypes of sensory cells, including the ones responding to itch, are present not only in humans but also in other mammals. We have all seen horses and dogs rubbing their backs and sides against an object to remove annoying flies or ticks. But these multiple subtypes of sensory nerve cells are also found in other vertebrate animals, that is, animals with a backbone, such as fish or frogs.
In short, we don't know for sure whether or not any of them feel the same itch sensation that we experience, but we might be able to make an educated guess. After all, many vertebrate animals are known to scratch or rub themselves when their skin is irritated.
A recent study even found sensory cells in zebrafish that carry the same receptor molecules on their surface as human itch receptors. This suggests that fish, like mammals, can perceive it. They do get itchy. And because itch receptors are widespread in vertebrates, we can assume that they originated in their common ancestor. An ancestor that passed the same itch down to frogs as it did to zebrafish. So I think it's safe to say that, although more research is needed, frogs get the urge to scratch their itches just like us.
Now all I can think about is that one point right in the centre of my back that I can't reach. I am sure you know exactly the patch I'm talking about. Many thanks there to Gerard Schlosser, and also thanks to Margaret for sending in her great question. Next week, we'll be on the hunt for more answers, with this question sent in by Rick.
Why do we acquire lifelong immunity against some pathogens but not others?
Do you think that you know the answer? Well, get in touch by emailing Chris at nakedscientists.com, find us on Facebook, tweet at Naked Scientists, or join in the conversation on our forum. That's at thenakedscientists.com/forum. I'm still so itchy. I literally need a scratching post. I'm like a big brown bear.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.